Then one of the parties available will start at that end and work the other way.
Right, well, the National Health Action Party is clearly a small party, 12 candidates, so we're not going to be the party of power, but we do want to be a party of influence. And we very much believe in evidence-based policies. So we're very much a party that is an anti-austerity party, because we feel that there's overwhelming evidence now that austerity is damaging economies across the world and driving this whole wealth inequality, which is hugely damaging. And we also really want to raise public awareness to try and stimulate and get some good debate going about the National Health Service, because some of the lies that are being peddled are ridiculous. And as a healthcare professional, we're trying to actually get the message out to the public around issues like David Cameron saying it doesn't matter who provides the service as long as it's free at the point of use. But it matters hugely, because if you introduce the private sector into the NHS, which is a market-type system, then you lose huge amounts of money, £4.5 billion a year, and all the transaction costs of the market. What also happens is that money then goes to the private sector and is taken away from your local hospitals, which then can't provide the comprehensive services to the whole community. They also can't train staff, and they also suck staff away from your local hospitals. So it's hugely damaging. So I want to get a message to the public that privatisation is in completely the wrong direction for healthcare to go. And we must invest in our healthcare system, invest in education and our infrastructure. That is the only way we're going to grow our economy out of the huge trouble that it's in. There's massive evidence that investment in health and education has strong multiplier effects on the economy and stimulate local economies, to stimulate the private sector to get us out of trouble. If you shrink the economy, we're never going to get ourselves out of debt. We have to invest like any good business will do. We're not, all this credit card analogy and us being like Greece is utter tripe and garbage. We're a sovereign nation with our own currency and a central bank. The way that George Osborne and the Tory party said that we're like Greece is an absolute scandal. And we need to say that loud and clear. It's got nothing to do, it's completely illiterate economically.
I think your question, Dennis, was really why are we so disillusioned with politicians? I can relate to that. I'm pretty disillusioned with politicians too. And you were especially critical of the main parties, with justification, I think. The main parties reach their policy through focus groups. In case you didn't know, you said rubbish, we're a democratic party.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think you're still to the audience.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. The bleeding started.
Yes.
The larger parties basically are struggling for that middle ground where they'll capture the average vote, and they're pushing each other about like that. And that's why you get these daily announcements. We'll give you 30 hours of childcare a week. We'll give you 40 hours of childcare a week. And so it goes on. We'll cap migrants at 100,000, 50,000, 20,000, 10,000, and we'll shoot those that come into the country. I mean, it's ludicrous. It is time for ideals. It is time that we got away from vote grubbing, from bribing the electorate with promises. It's primitive, it's offensive to the electorate, and it does nothing for democracy. We are a party that works from ideals. We do not want a government that's led by accountants.
Well, it's a good question, and I do respect the question, and I'll try and answer it with the dignity that you actually put with the question. Yes, I mean, the Liberal Democrats really believe in fairness. It is a struggle, I can tell you this, to have Labour on one side and the Conservatives on the other side, because basically, They seem to be lurching either to the left or to the right. They're either going to spend more or cut more. What we're trying to actually say is bring some sense and sensibility to this whole way of governing a country where we have to deal with fairness. We as a nation know what it is to be fair. But we have got to stop being greedy. We have got to actually live within our means, but we have to show compassion for those that are different and are in different circumstances. And that's why, and I'm surprised, because I have some issues, I say to you all, there are some issues like the National Health Service that should be taken out of the political equation, because it can't be boxed around in political boxes. It really can't. And when it comes to mental health, I'm waiting for you, really, Duncan. I'm waiting for you, Ian, as well. Why do you not commit to the equality of health by accepting a good idea from the Liberal Democrats where mental health is so important? You know, 5,000 people in this country, men, died committing suicide last year. Why? Because they didn't have, in a lot of those cases, support, which is what would have been provided and should have been provided for decades. Now we've got an opportunity, and that's what it's about. It's about an opportunity to actually take things out of the political arena, accept good ideas from whichever party, because if you put them all together and took out the bits that were really good, you would really have something good to be proud of in government. But unfortunately, parties seem to hold their own, and they can't see the actual vision, which is a united kingdom, which is an inclusive society that accepts difference. We can celebrate that.
I'm going to take that as a peroration.
Yes, a very good question. So you're disillusioned with politicians, and I don't think anybody would be surprised to hear you say that. And this is in many ways the worst time to see politicians in operation, because politicians are competitively trying to bribe you for your vote, which is very inelegant. And it's not leadership, is it? The thing I'm noticing here is that we're not seeing any parties offering any leadership. What they're doing is they're trying to give you what you think you want so that you will vote for them. And I'm not sure that that is good for the country. I'm not sure that's good for democracy, particularly when you have manifestos presented to you which aren't fully detailed and aren't fully costed. And then suddenly now, virtually every day, you're getting another bribe and another incentive to vote for these different parties. There's a lot of applause for people saying we should get away from austerity. You see, there's something in leadership here, which is that we've lived beyond our means as a government for the last 15 years. And there surely comes a time when we have to stop living beyond our means. And it's interesting that Nicola Sturgeon gets a huge amount of applause every time she says we're going to end austerity. Well, that just means borrowing even more that we can't afford. You asked what our core principles are. I think you could be pretty straight, actually, partly because they haven't got a record to defend. Poor old Lib Dems have to defend what they did and apologise, sound forward-looking. We haven't got a record to defend, I guess. On the other hand, we just want to get out of the EU. We don't think the EU is working for us. And I think our message is pretty straightforward from that point of view.
Okay, thank you.
Ian? Thank you very much. Dennis, I can understand where you come from, because at this time of year, everybody makes all these promises, and you know, you look back in a few years' time, what has actually happened to the promises? But the Conservative Party, it's about making sure we've got the finances. Because it's not about the Conservative Party having the finances, it's not about government having the finances, it's not about local government. It's your money. That's what everybody seems to forget. All the people saying that we should be spending more, austerity, measures ending, it's your money. That's what it's all about. And actually, fairness, if you actually look at the tax take, the top 20% of earners pay 80% of the income tax in this country. That's what it's about. That's what... They're facts. They're absolute facts, sir. So you've got to look at those facts and make sure that that's what it's about. To make sure that businesses can thrive. We've created 1.8 million jobs since 2010. If you actually look back and... You mentioned, Simon, about what happened. We were living beyond our means. From 2001 to 2008, when this country was thriving, it was really on the increase. That was when it was earning lots of money, creating a lot of wealth. We should have been putting money into the bank for that rainy day. But what did we do? We actually increased our borrowing. Yes, at a time of growth, we increased our borrowing. And so when the bank crash did come, and it was the bank crash, as opposed to having that money in the bank that we'd know on a rainy day, suddenly it'd gone. And that's why we're in such a mess, and we had to take the measures. And, you know, yes, we were worse on GDP than Greece. And Greece, if you look at what's happened to their health service, it's been cut by 20%. What have the Conservatives and Liberals done since 2010? They've actually put an extra £7 billion into the health